Power on.
Ask Drone You.
Hello, everybody. This is Rob.
And I'm Paul, and you're listening to another awesome episode of Ask Drone You.
Yes, and welcome to episode number 56, everyone. We are so glad that you're with us. And today we have a question from a good friend. His name's Jacob, and he is from Phoenix. And we've gotten to know him through from webinars and some comments on our podcast, things like that. And he's got a great question for us that we're going to throw out to you right now.
That's right. And he was actually wondering what type of insurance or what differences of insurance there are. Because frankly, you know, we're going to go over this in the webinar. But for those of you who are listening to our last podcast talking about insurance, we didn't really talk about the different types of insurance that you can get.
Right. I think we talked a little bit more about the need for insurance and what you need to do to be prepared to get the best rates, those kinds of things. But even in the last week, we're learning so much about what's out there and what the options are.
Yep.
And so let's talk a little bit about that. What have we learned in the last week, Paul?
So I would say what we've learned in the last hour is... I spoke with Pat Costello, who owns Costello Aviation Insurance out of Tempe, Arizona.
Very niche-y, specialized, which is great when it comes to something like insurance because they really know their stuff.
That definitely. But I've also learned that it's a very different approach than, say, transport risk or global aerospace. This is more of a liability-based approach rather than a whole liability-based approach.
And this is the first time we've heard of somebody offering it this way.
Definitely. And yeah, to actually offer insurance with no hull coverage whatsoever. So what does hull coverage mean?
Tell us.
I was just having the long pause there. So maybe we'll Emilio, if you want to edit that out. So what is hull insurance? Well, essentially, think of it like comprehensive insurance for your car. If you hit your car gets stolen. Let's say that some uninsured motorist comes along and totals your car. Well, your comprehensive coverage is going to replace your vehicle. Think of hull insurance the same way. If you crash your drone, hull insurance will cover that drone, and it will also cover, the gimbal. It's going to cover the camera. It's going to cover your FPV. But Costello Insurance doesn't actually offer hull insurance.
Yeah, very interesting. And what's one of the primary benefits of liability only? Cost, probably.
Well, cost is a huge, huge thing. But actually, to get work, you have to be insured.
Right.
But he made a good point in saying to be insured, the qualification is liability insurance, even with the NPRM 107, which, again, is the National Proposed Rulemaking Section 107 pertaining to SUAS, which is Small Unmanned Aerial Systems.
Right. And as we mentioned, cost is a big part of this, is if you're out there trying to get your drone business started. And in talking to Transport Risk and the other folks, we're learning that they're very nervous about a lot of inexperienced pilots out there crashing their drones all over the countryside.
Yep.
And that's raising premiums. And we're not even seeing the premiums raise the way they're going to very soon.
And see, that's another, subject and thing that we haven't talked about is, transport risk and the way that they insure. And the reason that I mentioned that is because we were actually talking about transport risk in the community on Facebook, and someone had actually posted about Costello Insurance. And, going back to the whole business thing, you do need liability insurance, but you do not need whole insurance.
Right.
So Costello offers liability only insurance, which if you're going TRM versus Costello, it's actually a $1,700 difference in price.
That's huge.
It is huge.
That's a lot of money. And now, keep in mind, make no mistake, you're essentially self-insuring here.
You're self-insuring your vehicle.
You're self-insuring your vehicle, absolutely. So if you do crash, it's on you.
Mm-hmm. But if you crash into someone's property, if you crash and you hit a person, the person will be covered, the health will be covered, the property that you damage will be covered,
right.
But the vehicle itself will not be covered.
Right.
Whereas Transport Risk and Global Aerospace, they offer policies where the vehicle is covered on top of the liability for the property and or a person.
Yeah, and correct me if I'm wrong on this, Paul, but many of these insurers are not going to want to insure the whole until you've got a certain amount of time in anyways. 20 hours, perhaps, whatever that's going to be.
That's right. Well, that's another, you know, key point here is that Castello does not insure people who aren't going for or who aren't flying drones for a business. So if you're a recreational or a hobbyist, you're not going to get insured through Castello. Whereas that's the opposite with TRM. TRM says we'll insure anyone. But if you're going for a business, you got to prove that you've got 20 hours or more on the vehicle.
Yeah. And one of the points I wanted to make there, Paul, is that if you're not going to be able to be insured until you've got enough time on your drone anyways, that's when most of your accidents happen.
That's right.
Right? So you're probably going to be paying for that regardless.
Yep.
Because by the time you can get whole insurance, you're probably a decent pilot and you're going to crash a lot less, if at all.
And see, that's the other thing. It's something I wanted to mention, too, is I mentioned my story to Mr. Costello, how I crashed. It took 9 weeks to get a payout. And if I would have had a drone in that time, I could have made the money four times over to buy a new one.
Right.
And frankly, it was, you know, I told him, well, maybe it's smart to self-insure the vehicle because really all I need is if I hit someone or if I hit a property, because at this, you know, this day and time in my career, you know, I could just work two or three jobs and have a new drone.
And then you kind of set a little reserve aside.
Yep.
Just like we do for whatever, new tires on our personal cars or something.
Yeah, I wish I did that for my car, but yes.
That's in our budgeting seminar coming up later.
And Rob will be teaching that one. Not Paul. you know, I'm not the best with budgeting, but I am I'm good with flying. That's my thing.
Yes, he is.
You're the finance guy, Rob.
That I can vouch for.
Let's just clarify. So when you think of finance and guys in suits and bald guys, think of Rob.
Okay, we'll take that for what it is. I don't know.
You think Wall Street Journal, I think Rob Burdick. Okay?
Okay. So, could be worse.
Yeah, it could be a lot worse, you know.
But and make no mistake about it, guys, you've got to have that liability coverage. In this litigious world that we live in, do not leave home without it, they say.
How would you define a litigious world, Rob?
A world where attorneys are running rampant, suing people left and right.
Just to get paid.
Just to get paid.
Yep.
Because what do they make? And never mind. I don't want this to be an anti-attorney podcast. No. That's not the point. The point is,
we're anti-lawsuit.
I'm anti-lawsuit.
I do.
I don't know about you.
The point is you need to be insured, but you need to be educated on what type of insurance you actually need. And the insurance that you actually need is liability. You do not need whole insurance. But it's up to you. You can get $1 million of liability insurance for about $1,000 a year. If you get $2 million with the Costello Group, it's only a premium upgrade of $350, which is pretty good.
And I'm sure there's some play in that depending on your specific circumstances, but that's a good rule of thumb.
Definitely. And that's what he actually mentioned to me, so I thought I would share that with everyone else.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, guys, if you have any questions like this question from our previous podcast, or you would like us to clarify any questions from other podcasts, you know, feel free to do so. And you can do that at askdroneyou.com, where we will answer your question, relevant, unrelevant, or about an old podcast or webinar. Or if you're like Kyle, hey, Kyle, then we will answer any of those questions. I just want to clarify, Kyle, I love your questions. So thank you for continually giving us questions.
That's right. And listening in so loyally as you do. And guys, don't forget that we have a webinar every Monday, 7:00 Eastern. They are live and they are free for you to attend. We go deep into all kinds of different subjects pertaining to drones, and they're fun, they're interactive, and we really hope you can join us for those.
My name is Paul.
And I'm Rob.
And this is Ask Drone You.
Ask Drone You.
Ask Drone You.
Ask Drone You.